帰りなさい。こんばんは。皆さん、元気ですか？これはビートクーバー、バンクーバーの一番のチップティーンラジオ。
ビートクーバー。
ビートクーバー。There's no V sound in Japanese.
Oh, ビートクーバー。
There you go, exactly.
Cuban radio.
Yeah.
Cuban chip.
No, Japanese.
Oh, okay.
Oh, ごめんなさい。皆さん、こんばんは。元気ですか？I just got back from Japan. Plastic Owl's with me, everybody. We're going to have a rockin' good time. We're going to let Gluckschmerz from Schnoodlebug play out while we get everything set up. Got some cool stories to tell. We'll play some Japanese music. We'll talk about hunting treasures and snacks and good food.
There'll be an unboxing.
There will be an unboxing of a Hatsune Miku figure, so stay tuned for that. You are listening to Vancouver FM, Vancouver's only chiptune broadcast, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Chotto matte kudasai. Minasan means everybody in Japanese. Welcome, welcome. Plastic Owl, pull up a chair. How's it going?
It's good.
Excellent.
How was your trip?
It was fantastic. It was really cool. Would highly recommend everybody to go to Japan. And we'll talk in detail about that kind of stuff, but I do just need to pull up a little bit of other chiptune here. Maybe we'll pull up a little bit of Scythe. He's from Sapporo. I did go to Sapporo for the snow festival.
Ooh.
It was very cool.
How cold was it?
It was about as cold as it is here. Hovering -8, -7 at night.
Is it -8 now?
It was -3 when I drove up here this evening.
I have no... I used to live out east. It was really cold out there.
It can be like -20 in the middle of the day there.
I saw... It was so cold, so dark. Anyway, those days are getting behind us. The days are getting longer.
It's getting warm.
Mm-hmm.
Warm. Nice. All right, let's pull up a little bit of Scythe here. Of course, our theme song from Vancouver's own Schnoodlebug. And Schnoodlebug is doing a few screenings of his...
Roach.
Yeah, 3D movie. And if you want to go check out the interview... of those, we've done 3 interview episodes with him, and those are available on SoundCloud, soundcloud.com/Vancouver. Gluckschmerz, this is from an album about 5 years ago called Pop 2, a collection of tracks recorded in February and March of 2020 by Schnoodlebug.
Ooh, what a time that was.
I know, right? Yeah, back in the before days. But let's play a little bit of Scythe. Scythe is from Sapporo, and yeah, ooh. I went to Sapporo. That was kind of the second half of the trip.
Excellent.
I had started off, flew to Narita Airport, and it's interesting. You land, and then of course you're going to clear customs, but customs and immigration are different, are like separate in Japan. So you clear customs, and then you clear immigration. So you declare anything, and then you clear immigration. You get your nice little QR stamp in your passport. So I had a little sticker. 90 days. I can go back if I want until April. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, when I went to China in 2011 and 2012, I used the same year-long multiple entry visa, which was fun. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you go to Narita, you clear, you know, you drag your bag, and then you hop on. In my case, I went on the Narita Express, and we'll talk about all the trains I took on, because, yeah, I made sure to take as many trains. Yeah, the Shinkansen is amazing. Shinkansen actually means new electric railway. Shinkansen. Sen is like railway.
It's from the 50s.
It is. It was the world's first high-speed train.
It's still new.
And it was incredible. If you want to go in the super, super, super fast one, that doesn't stop at all stations. It's your JR pass, if you have that, which is unlimited rail for 1, 2, or 3 weeks as a visitor to Japan. You have to pay a little bit extra to get in, like, the first class car or to go on the super fast train. But, you know, the slow train is still 270 kilometers an hour. So, super good. Going from the bullet train, so yeah, Narita Express to Tokyo Station, lug all my crap through Tokyo Station, and managed to find my way to the Shinkansen, get a ticket, and I went straight to Nagoya.
Nagoya.
Yeah, Nagoya is really cool. Nagoya is one of the largest cities in Japan, and it's in the central region, in the Chubu region, and it's a great place to kind of jump off to other parts of Japan. And I saw the beautiful Nagoya City Science and Technology Museum. Really cool building. You would like that.
Did you make it to Osaka?
No, but I did go to Kyoto. Oh. I got this nice jacket I'm wearing. I got a Sukajan, a souvenir jacket.
Oh.
And it was a nice handmade, hand-embroidered one. The textile industry in Kyoto is phenomenal. Mm. So a really good place to go there. Very busy. Kyoto's got a lot of temples and a lot of foreign visitors to Japan. But Nagoya felt a little more like this is a city that is in Japan, and not a lot of people visited it. And shout outs to my pops, the Wizard of Oz, for recommending me to go check it out. I did see Nagoya Castle on my last day in there. That was good. Yeah, day trip to Kyoto to go get some stamps and seals as well too.
Seals?
You get these things like at a shrine or a temple. You can pay 500 yen to get a nice calligraphy and a stamp and a seal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, like okay. Goshuin, I thought it was
I did see real seals up in the zoos. And we'll talk about that in a sec as well too. Let's just get our next track coming up here. Nagoya was really nice. They have really good food in Nagoya.
Seals?
No seals.
Oh, okay.
Although I'm sure you could probably get seal meat, somewhere in there. And let's just write this stuff down so I don't forget what I played. The track we just listened to was Omacha Bossa by Scythe. And Scythe is from a chiptune artist from Sapporo up in Japan.
Sapporo.
Yeah, we'll talk about Sapporo. Nagoya was really good. I really liked it. It was very nice weather. It was like 8 to 10 degrees, sunny, not cold at all. I would highly recommend everyone, if you're thinking about going to Japan and you enjoy traveling in the off season, go in the winter. It was really good. It was, the crowds were not there. There were some places in Tokyo that were like that, but for the most part, it was very manageable. The rail system is efficient. I only had a train delay once coming back into Tokyo from Hokkaido because of snow. Because on my way out of Hokkaido, there were 2 days where northern Japan and Hokkaido got...
I saw that.
Yeah, they got slammed. There was one place in eastern Hokkaido that received 1.2 meters of snow in a day.
Ooh, did the city shut down? Vancouver got 20 centimeters when you were gone. Or at least that's what they said they were
Yeah, there's still snow kind of around here. We got a decent bit up at the plateau.
Yeah.
The actual like Shinkansen was shut down in parts of northern Honshu, which is the main island, and then Hokkaido is above that. Yeah, Nagoya was really cool. Did a day trip. It's 35, 40 minutes on the bullet train to Kyoto from Nagoya, and then coming back, and then went to Tokyo. And
more efficient than taking the sky train.
Yeah, well, I mean, the sky train's just a subway, you know. It's not actual, like, distance rail.
You still haven't taken the West Coast Express.
No, I haven't. I've lived here for 2 decades and I've never taken the West Coast
Express.
You should.
It's very efficient. It takes 20 minutes to get there from downtown Waterfront Station to Coquitlam Central.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
That is
and
really
good. And it's what, good. Like $8 a ticket, something like that? $7, $8? Can you use your Compass card?
Use your Compass card. I have a monthly pass. I think they just charge me a little extra.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a pay as you go. The when you pay for stuff, if you have a JR pass, which is the unlimited rail travel on JR networks, including the Shinkansen, then they have fare gates. There's for little tap cards. They call them IC cards. Mm-hmm. And IC cards, different cities have different ones, and so I just use my Nagoya one all across the country, and it worked just fine. Suica in Tokyo, Manaka in Nagoya, and Sapica in Sapporo, but they all work. And you can also use it as like a debit card for vending machines and that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's very, 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 very easy. And then came back to Tokyo, went to Akihabara. But we'll talk about that a little bit more. We'll play some music here. We're listening to another track from Scythe.
Scythe.
Na no hana no saku koro. And this is from Project Magic Canvas, and it's a Japanese chiptune team based in Tokyo. And we have some goodies for you. I managed to find myself a copy of the Nier Automata soundtrack.
Ooh, thank you.
And that was in Akihabara. They had a whole floor dedicated to Square Enix games.
This is a really nice CD issue.
It is, yeah, and I'll grab the little like sleeve that they have on the side. It's very...
The Opie strip.
Yeah, exactly. let's pull up one more track here. Cool Chiptune versus Cute Chiptune Battle Compilation 2. You are listening to Bitcoover FM, and here is another track from Scythe for you. We will be right back. Thank you. everybody. Plastic Owl had to go on his sumaho, which is smartphone. Sumaho, or also denwa. Keite denwa. Yes. And we have been listening to a little bit of Kago, CA5, for Tobokagao's release party. He made a mix, and that's the Tobokagao logo. Yeah, he's great. So we'll listen to some Tobokagao for sure. We're going to play some more Japanese music. And then I'm going to queue up a little bit of the Nier Automata soundtrack. One of my favorite soundtracks. It was very difficult to figure out which... You back?
Yes, I wasn't even plugged in.
Ah, there you go. Plastikawa has returned, everybody. Yes.
Plastikawa unplugged.
So where were we? Nagoya came back to did Kyoto, back to Nagoya. Had some amazing food. They have lovely food in Nagoya.
I want to go to Osaka for the takoyaki.
Yeah, takoyaki, okonomiyaki. I've had takoyaki. Yeah.
Okonomiyaki. We should go to Kuma again.
Yeah, Kuma has the best. In Vancouver, there's a restaurant run by a Japanese guy. And he
family.
Yeah, and he has really good sushi there, too.
Yeah.
But his okonomiyaki is, in my opinion, the best in Vancouver.
Best in Vancouver.
And now, having been to Japan, I can confirm that. It is very good okonomiyaki. Yeah.
Kuma on Dunbar.
Yeah, yeah, very good stuff. Mm. Worth the wait. If you want okonomiyaki, call ahead and then give him like 20, 25 minutes, you know, heads up, and then you'll be ready to go. Otherwise, you're just going to need to sit there and drink some good Japanese beer.
Actually, that's okay, too.
That's fine.
Especially this time of year. You don't want to wait outside.
Nah, it's
some,
all good.
Go get some tea.
Yeah.
Warm up.
In Nagoya, they have lots of really good food. A couple of things that I really liked. In the morning, they have this thing called morning service at kisten or cafes. And if you order a coffee, a lot of places in Nagoya will give you a little thing on the side, like a pastry or a cake. But it's very common to have this thing called ogura toast. And it's a you know, the fluffy Japanese milk bread.
Mm.
You know, the big thick fluffy slices.
Mm.
Yeah, so tangzhuang in Mandarin, or shokupan in Japanese, and it's basically just big fluffy milk bread.
Mm.
And
so good.
They slice it like Texas toast thick, and then butter it up, and then put sweet red bean paste, sometimes with whipped cream on it. It's very good. I'll have to make it for you sometime. Mm. Yeah, ogura toast. That's Nagoya specialty.
I still want some powdered toast.
Oh, powdered toast man. And I didn't see any powdered toast man there. That's more of a thing. It's really interesting seeing what was popular in Japan versus like what's Japanese and popular here.
Mm.
For example, shout out to Strawberry Senshi, my sister, and she really loves the Sanrio character Choco Cat.
Choco Cat?
Yeah, Choco Cat. He's the black cat with a little blue bow tie. And just look up Choco Cat.
Yeah.
And so Choco Cat is extremely unpopular in Japan.
Really? Why?
I don't know, but you can buy any kind of Kuromi or Hello Kitty or Pom Pom Perine or Cinema Roll or Melody, any of those. Those you can get. Like,
I've never seen this cat.
Yeah, it's Choco Cat.
I think it's because didn't Kendrick Lamar release a diss track
on Choco Cat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'm
not involved with that. Yeah, no one cared about the Super Bowl in Japan.
Why did they? That's really specific to do a diss track as a Super Bowl performance.
Like, I don't know. It's not real. This isn't really the scope of that program.
I don't want to talk about this.
Then let's not. And so ogura toast. Yeah, but yes, Choco Cat. Choco Cat is really cute, but I only saw four or five little merch things of Choco Cat. It was very hard to find.
Do they have Hello Kitty?
Oh, so much Hello Kitty.
There's a lot of Hello Kitty here.
There was a lot of... There was even... So there's Hatsune Miku, mm-hmm. who's from Sapporo.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. And Hatsune Miku and I share a birthday, actually, so shout out...
Hatsune Miku has a birthday?
Yeah, when she was released to the public.
Oh,
because
okay.
She's a software, right? Oh, so yeah, she's released enough. On my birthday.
So she has a release date.
Yes, exactly.
You have a release date.
I mean, technically, as a human. Vintage. Other really good thing in Nagoya is, so there's katsu. I ate so much katsu. I love katsu really and good. Curry. I had so much curry. I love curry so much.
Curry's my favorite food.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was so good.
We saw in Japanology, they did the special on curry.
Yes.
Curry. And they said curry was like the number two popular food. But it's going back between the number one and the number two most popular foods
in Japan. Most people in Japan eat curry like at least once a week.
Mm.
It's extremely popular and it's delicious. Japanese curry is great. So there's a style of katsu, which is the breaded, mostly pork cutlet, but you can get other kind of katsu. And instead of it being like the barbecue sauce, like the tonkotsu or okonomiyaki sauce, in Nagoya, they make a sauce with red miso.
Ooh.
And so they call it miso katsu.
Ooh.
It's awesome. So good. So, so good. Yeah. And big old plate of cabbage. Yeah, it was very good. Highly recommend. They also do, Nagoya has very good eel. I didn't try that, but
eels?
Yeah, unagi. Hitsumabushi and unagi.
It's funny if you give it a different name, it sounds a lot more appealing.
Yeah, conjure eel, yes.
Mm, eel pie.
Yum. Mm. What else did Nagoya
have? I have to look Nagoya up on the map.
Yeah.
It's
east of Kyoto and Osaka, but it's southwest of Tokyo. So it's about an hour 45 on the bullet train
from
Tokyo.
On the map, if you go close, it looks like Tokyo. It's got the big bay there.
Yeah, Nagoya is a port city for sure. They have a nice aquarium. They also have Legoland Japan there. They have the Studio Ghibli theme park is out there.
Oh, did you go to that?
I didn't. No, you had to get reserve tickets for that. And
I only like Porco Rosso, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm a big fan of Totoro. I also
Totoro's good.
Spirited Away is very good. I'm also a big fan of Ponyo. Ponyo on the Cliff by the Sea. It's ham. It's all. It's Ponyo, Mom. It's ham. It's all she can think about. You ate their food?
I'm not a fascist. I'm a pig. All right, so what do you say? I'm a pig, not a fan.
Yeah. Porco Rosso. Porco Rosso is great. Yeah. Nagoya was very cool. And then, you know, walk around the Osukanon shopping district, and the covered shopping streets are very good there, too. And then made my way back to Tokyo, and I stayed in Akihabara, which is like, if you want anime and manga and video games and lights and entertainment, and
you like those things.
I do. I'm a big video gamer, and I'm tangentially into anime. I could get down with manga. I like manga. Tons of comic book stores, tons of anime figurine stores, and we have one here, and we will unbox that up at the top of the hour. It's the Hatsune Miku Golf. Yeah, it's holiday memories. And so in Akihabara, this was 2,000 yen, and I waited, and I was like, I couldn't remember which store I went into to go find it, because they have new and then like secondhand stores, and if you want good deals, go to the secondhand stores for stuff. So I waited, and then I went to Sapporo, and Sapporo has way more Hatsune Miku stuff, because
that's
her hometown. Yeah, released.
Born.
Yeah.
In quotation marks.
Yeah, if you want to hear about a controversy, read about the guy who tried to marry Hatsune Miku.
Consensual, was it?
I don't think so. Also, she was born in 2007, so you do the math.
What year is it?
2025 now.
She's 18.
Yeah, in August.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so I bought this.
Well, she was born an adult, right?
Who knows? Yeah, she's a timeless, wonderful figure. We'll definitely need to play some Hatsune Miku stuff. But yeah, this one at the secondhand store in Sapporo was only 1,200 yen, so it's like about $10 Canadian kind of thing. So definitely I saved it. And I got the golf one because I think the golf figure is really cool.
I didn't know if she could golf.
Yeah, Hatsune Miku can do everything. We'll listen to a little bit more of this Toolbox release party in Sapporo mix by Kago, CA5. He was an artist that came over as part of the chiptune delegation of Square Rave that was put on by Luke Canal and Tori Tori over
Square
at Red
Rave.
Gate.